Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, I had you shout out to Ethan in the other room. We don't have good line of communication here because Jennings just sent me this highlight reel that somebody had put together, and I put it up on the Twitter, so the ex-formerly Twitter, if you want to see. I know we have big Scott Jennings fans like my friend Jeannie Sullivan in the audience. He's a rock star now. So someone has compiled his greatest hits. In fact, our friend Gene Evans, who is often on the Reardon Roundtable, said, "Duck-billed platitude is probably my fave." He had some great lines. He has been really, really doing a great job. A lot of people are talking about Scott for potential job as the White House press secretary. I hope he doesn't do that from a variety of perspectives, but we'll see. Eric Schmidt has taken himself out of consideration for the Attorney General's post. So we did learn that today. A couple other administration positions with Tom Homan. Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin is going to be at the EPA. There's a lot of things happening in Washington right now. I just ran into Matt Pauley from down the hall on the KMWX site. Matt's going to step in at 5:30 or so, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the Cardinals and Mizzou and the Chiefs. So we'll lighten things up here on Veterans Day. And along those lines, outside of politics, Christina Strait is with us in the studio with Strait Realty. We're not going to talk about that either. We're going to talk about something very interesting that she's doing. It's a new podcast. Everyone's got a podcast, Christina. How are you this afternoon?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Let me make sure I got the right mic up here because I get confused when other people aren't in the studio. Yeah, my favorite line is, as a terrestrial radio guy, I love promoting podcasts for everyone. But as we've learned here in the last couple of weeks, look, new media has kind of taken over. And people always say, you should have a podcast. Well, I kind of do have a podcast because the show is also podcasted. And our streaming numbers are actually pretty good, which encourages me because I just don't know how people even consume things. I'm a little confused these days. But how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Beautiful Veterans Day here in St. Louis.
Gorgeous.
You texted me a couple of weeks ago, and Ryan Recker was filling in earlier this afternoon for Annie. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he mentioned this. I tried to get a message to him because Ryan actually helped you put this podcast together, right?
Yeah, for sure. I actually reached out to him and I said, hey, I'm thinking about this idea for a podcast. There's so many real estate podcasts out there. And I was thinking, well, why would anybody want to listen to mine? And I pitched my idea and he's like, I love it. Let's do it.
So this is different.
It's
I want you to explain what you're doing here. And this was intriguing to me for a couple of different reasons that I'll explain. But what did you want to do here?
Well, I wanted to do something different. I didn't want to talk about the boring stuff of real estate, which there are a lot topics that just bore people if you're not in the industry. I wanted to highlight some of my clients. I have over 3,000 clients and growing, and there are so many stories behind their sales, purchases and sales, that I just wanted to kind of talk about it, bring them in and tell it, have them explain it in their own words, what they were going through, and a vast variety of topics.
So it's not only, so the topic we're going to kind of focus in on here is about a client who bought a home that really kind of thinks that there's something going on with some spirits, right?
That's right.
You want to call them ghosts or whatever might be happening in the background. And one of the things that's interesting to me about that is I had a home in South City on Dover Place, not too far from where Sue lives in Holly Hills. And I had lived in that home for, I don't know, maybe 5 years, but I also rented it. I became a landlord for a while. That was a lot of fun. Actually, I had two good tenants, so I was good with it. But I sold that home 8 years ago when I moved into the house that I'm in right now because it helped with the down payment for the new house. But then I was told in the aftermath, and this was before I was here on 97.1, so it has to be more than 4 years ago because I talked about this on KMOX, that the people that bought my home insist that they think the upstairs is haunted, that they've heard things, they've seen things, and never happened to me whatsoever. But that kind of brings us to the story that you share with Donna here in the podcast. You want to explain that?
Yeah. So Donna, she had this beautiful house in Central West End. I'm not going to say the address, but she interviewed me.
Old house.
Yeah. But a turn of the century home. So built a long time ago. And she was explaining to me at the listing presentation that I was being not only interviewed by her, but also by her ghost. And she called her her ghost Gertie. And then there was another ghost that they called the butler Jack. And it kind of threw me off because I had never heard that before in a listening presentation. I didn't really know how to act.
So she kind of just like popped that on
you,
right?
She totally did.
That's
she totally did. And it made me a little worried because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, does this ghost know something about me that I don't know? Or how are they interviewing me? How do I make them like me? What if they don't like me? It's just all those emotions right at the same time.
So I might have a little clip here that I can play, but explain how Gertrude and the feeling of the spirits or whatever they want to call them exists in the house. And how does she feel that?
She said, so Donna said that she had always been attuned to the spirit world, and she knew right away when she walked into the house that there was something there, and she just kind of felt the presence of Gertie. I did not feel that. I didn't know that until, you know, she kind of told me, and then there was one time when I was in the alone by myself in the house that I thought, oh my gosh, what if I'm going to see her? What if I'm going to see Jack? And that kind of freaked me out. But other than that, I didn't really feel anything. But
she tells the story. Here's what Donna says.
Several things happened. So one of the first things that I noticed is that there would be shadows where there shouldn't be a shadow. And it was like a fleeting thing that would go across the floor or by the window. And at first I thought, you know, what is that? And then I just got this feeling that the person that I was calling Gert, that was her.
So I tend to be a person that believes that there is, even though we don't see it, there's an explanation for everything. Mm-hmm. Something goes missing in the home. Where did it go?
Right.
Oh, there is that explanation. We threw a blanket over it or something like that. But I'm also open to the idea because I've heard enough of these stories. This is something that's never really happened to me. I've never felt any presence like that. But I've had enough people share stories that I don't deny that some of this might exist out there.
Right. I'm totally with you. And I expressed in the podcast that as she's even telling me the story, I'm explaining it in my head. I'm explaining it away. Like, oh,
Exactly.
But to your point, there are some things that could be undeniable, and I'm open to it as well. I don't know if a spirit would ever talk to me. I'm not sure I'd be open to it, to even hear it. But clients say that they had
I think it's different people have, you know, whether they're in touch with that world or not. I've had conversations with people like that. And it's hard for me to just say, because I don't believe this, that, you're a kook or you're crazy. Because there are always something to it.
Sure.
And I don't know how to explain
absolutely.
It. I don't know if it's ghosts or something else, but there is something there.
Yeah, there absolutely could be. I'm not saying there's not, but I'm absolutely in your camp for sure.
So what else did Donna tell you, though, that in the podcast? And these are what your podcast on this one is like a half an hour, 35 minutes,
it's
something
about,
like that?
I'm trying to keep it around 30 minutes because people get bored.
User friendly, that's right.
Yeah.
You don't want to go three, 4 hours like Rogan? Come on.
well, maybe someday if there's demand. You know, I like to talk just like you, so that we could do that.
But
sure.
Donna's stories, though, did they get kind of, I didn't listen to the whole thing, did they get a little crazy, or is it leave more questions than answers?
Well, to me, it left more questions than answers. I had questions for her, like specifically, what about your private time? You know, what if you have an anniversary with your husband? Like, is the spirit always there? You know, or is it only confined to a certain portion of the home? And then I also said, did the spirit follow you to your next home? And her answer was no. But I have had clients, and I was telling you before on my next podcast, I'm going to be interviewing someone very similar who moved to Vegas. And he said that his spirit followed him from Wildwood to Vegas. And I don't know. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. So are you doing this? Christina Strait is with us. You're doing it. What's the podcast called?
It's called The Straight Talk of Real Estate.
Okay.
With Christina Strait.
But are you kind of like, is this going to be a little bit of a niche here with the spirits and the ghosts, or is it not necessarily going to only be focused on that?
Not necessarily about that. It's going to...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm going to be different stories. For instance, on Valentine's Day, I already have a couple who immigrated here from India legally, and they were a part of an arranged marriage. They met each other a week before they got married and then moved to St. Louis, and they have
really?
A very strong love story, and I love their story. So I'm going to bring them in and talk to them, and I help them sell and buy a house.
That's very different content there. I like that.
Yeah, just all different types of things. A chaplain for the Army, I'm going to talk to him. I would love to get you in some time to talk about your experiences with real estate.
I'll talk to anyone. Yeah. Absolutely.
I just have lots of different clients with lots of different fascinating stories.
Yeah, all those kinds. Everybody's got stories from, you know, and a lot of times, certainly I would expect this to be the case with real estate, is you don't even realize what all the stories are until you get settled. I just explained it from this perspective. When I was looking for a house with the Gelmans 8 years ago, I never, you know, you pick the house and we were happy with the house. But then as time goes on, you're like, man, so glad I found this house. Mm-hmm. Not only because of the economy or anything else, but things kind of come together. And you guys always say you only need one buyer, right? There's always a buyer for every house. Mm-hmm. But it magically sometimes kind of comes together, luckily, for some buyers.
It does. I've had buyers that have been looking for a long time and they get frustrated after a couple times of losing a house. And I say, you got to wait. It will happen when it's time to happen. And to your point about real estate with stories, real estate is one of those things that revolves around a major life event in someone's life, a divorce, a death, a marriage, a new child.
That's true.
You know, your children leaving for college, upsides, downsides, whatever. So those stories naturally are interesting to me because of what's happening in my clients' lives to make them want to buy and sell a house.
So you know that the Gelmans are my friends and sponsor too.
Yeah,
Christina, you're a sponsor,
well.
Right? You're a sponsor. Mm-hmm. But I'll ask you this question that I've talked to Mark about. So when I have a 9.5-year-old daughter right now, one of the things that he's told me is like, when my daughter's maybe old enough to buy a home, it's all going to be rentals. Is that the trend? Now, he's not saying that definitively, but certainly there's a pattern that exists here right now where homeownership is getting to be a bit of a challenge.
It is a challenge, very much so. Not only inventory, but interest rates and prices.
For sellers, this is going to be awesome, but do you see an area or a period where things will not be as difficult?
Well, it depends. I wouldn't say all the time it's awesome for sellers anymore. We're starting to
really?
See a little bit of a shift. We really
are. In
what
way?
We're starting to see properties stay on the market a little longer because sellers are expecting multiple offers at a higher price point.
Oh, I see.
And buyers are a little bit gun shy and they kind of pull back. Huh? So
things are changing again, right?
They are changing. They are. But that's not necessarily going to change the fact that your daughter is going to have a problem buying or selling eventually a home.
You know, there's a part of me, and I said this for a long time, and I needed that money to put the down payment on the home I'm in right now. Mm-hmm. But man, there is a part of me that wishes that I would have held on to that home in the city
sure.
and then rented it to my kids, you know,
yeah.
because if they end up, they're both living outside of St. Louis, but because then you start to think, well, how could they have an opportunity to even buy a home? Now, circumstances change and,
yeah.
you know, salaries change as well. I remember when I was 25, 26 years old, I didn't think I'd ever be able to own a home. Now, mainly, Christina, because I worked in radio and I made no money whatsoever. But honestly,
right.
I'm like, I there was a period in my life, I'm like, it's just not going to happen.
Well, real estate is cyclical. Eventually, we'll come out of this. It's just not going to be as aggressively coming out of it as we have seen before.
Yep, we got to adapt. Tell folks where they can find the podcast.
Anywhere there are podcasts, Spotify, Apple, Podbean. You can go to my website, click on there and see it as well.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Do you like, can we talk about Vegas a little bit here?
Sure,
so
absolutely.
You're doing real estate in Vegas
now. I am.
Now.
I'm brokered in Vegas, in Nevada.
And you know that's like my home away from home.
I know, I
right?
do. I think about you almost every time I go there.
I love Las Vegas so much. But you know, this has been one of those years where I just haven't gotten out as much, unfortunately, just because of some complications with my life. But I love it because, and it's not just the gambling. Like, I don't even gamble that much anymore at all. But
either.
The food is spectacular.
There's
the
so
shows,
much to do.
The music. But here's one thing I would say about Vegas that I've told people, because it's one of those places, I think a lot of people do this. You know, I've been to Louisville quite a bit. And I'm like, you know what? I could live here. I like the vibe of Louisville mm-hmm. or you know, Nashville.
Yeah.
And I could say that I could live out west and I could live in Las Vegas, but it is getting so crowded out there. On everything's Manchester Road in Las Vegas.
Yes.
So you can get on the highways and the highways are fine, the interstates, but a lot of what you have to do is go on 3-4-lane roads and there's lights and the lights are like 5 minutes. The infrastructure is an issue out there, isn't it?
Well, it's even worse now because they're doing Formula One.
Oh, yeah, they're already starting for, that's coming up on Thanksgiving, right?
Right,
yeah.
On Las Vegas Boulevard. It is crazy. They're going to shut down half of it. And then they're building the NFL stadium. I mean, they're, or,
Major
no,
Baseball.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, for the
baseball,
A's.
Yeah.
Right. Allegiant is the NFL. But yeah, they're, look, there's a lot going on. And
yeah,
I kind of forgot about F1 because that was such a big deal last year. It took them like 2 months to tear it down, and now it's taking them 2 months to build it up again. So 4 months out of the year, the Strip is in a very, very strange place because of Formula One.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's still fun out there. Enjoy the time. Thank you for coming
Thank
in, talking. Talking about some spooky things on the podcast.
Oh,
might have fit a little bit better before Halloween, but that's because the election was so crowded.
I get it.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming
Always
in.
Always good to be here.
Appreciate
Thank
it. Matt Pauly's going to talk some sports. Coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.